I knew a man once who was a machinist, and he was responsible for keeping the machines running in a certain factory. And he told me that if he decided to take a shortcut somewhere, that is, make his work easier by not doing the job just right, or fixing it in a way he knew that just wasn't right because he didn't want to take the effort to do it, or he thought he could cheat a little bit in the way that he did things, he found that it would always come back to harm him. It would come back on him. Sometimes not as a problem with the machinery, but with a problem with people or a problem with finances or something that he could definitely say if he did wrong to someone else, then somehow that wrong would come back upon him. See, it's a negative way of saying what Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you measure out, it shall be measured to you again. You see, I like the positive way that Jesus said it. The way you treat other people, if you're generous, if you are a giving person, if you are kind to people and loving to them, and you give time to them, and you care about them, then somehow God will measure that back to you. Maybe not from that person. Maybe they won't be good to you in return. But somehow God will bring goodness into your life. And if you give evil out to other people, some way God will give that same measure of evil back to you. I really believe this. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. For in the same measure that you measure out what you do, it shall come to you in the same measure. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me, O Lord, today to measure out kindness and goodness and forgiveness and love to everyone I know, whether they are good to me or whether they are evil to me. Help me to overcome evil with good today, Lord. And I know that however I measure it out, you will measure back to me some way, somehow. I believe that very much, Lord. Help me to live by your words this day. In Jesus' name, amen.